Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, I was trying to file for unemployment.
All right.
Get out an application.
You said that you were filling out an application already?
I already filled it out, and they had told me to call this number.
All right, so can I have your Social Security number, please, just to see if it was completed or incompleted?
423-492023.
And was the last two numbers 26?
No, ma'am, 423-492023.
23, okay, thank you. And can you confirm to me your first and last name, please?
Sorry, again.
And your date of birth?
06-03-1999.
And your driver's license number?
9514607.
All right, let me take a look. Okay, so it's showing me that a claim was exported into our system on the 2nd of July.
On July the 2nd?
Yes, it says that there was one made and it was exported into the system July the 2nd. Is that the one you're talking about, or were you trying to make a new one?
I never filed for unemployment, so I don't know why that's in the system. This is my first day trying to file for unemployment.
Okay. That's weird because it does say that you have a regular active claim on file.
On July the 2nd?
Yes.
That's wrong. I never filed for unemployment.
All right. So you might need to contact our fraud department. And the only way to do that is by going online to the website and reporting the fraud there. Because it does seem like there's a regular active claim that was made July 2nd. I'm sorry, sir?
Ma'am, he's never, this is first time applying for unemployment. He was laid off at his... the job that he was working at, and we were trying to get him not working anywhere. We were trying to, you know, look for jobs on top of that, just, you know, just to have some. So this is first time applying. Have a company applied for him?
I'm not too sure. It doesn't show that for me. All it says here is that there was a claim that was made on July 2nd of 2017. Did he ever make a claim back then?
Oh, this back in 2017. Well, I can't dispute that. So could have, could not, but I don't think he ever received any benefits from unemployment.
All right. So this is fine then. So he doesn't have to report to the fraud department. I'm sorry about that. So we can continue filing his claim today.
You said what? Say that again. I'm sorry, please.
Oh, we can continue filing his claim today.
Okay. So do you need to speak back with him? Because he's been unemployed for now 3 weeks.
I mean, if he wants you to file with me, that's fine. If he gives you permission, or he can file with me if he would like to.
I'll take care of that because I'm these young people these days. I'm his mom, so he's right here with me.
All right, and so I just have a couple questions to ask. Does he have difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And does he consider himself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did he serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And if he is approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Will that be for checking or savings?
Checking.
And can I have the 9-digit routing number, please?
It's 2622-75958.
Okay, and just to make sure that I had that correct, that was 262-275-958.
That's correct.
And can I have the bank account number, please?
Okay, it's 11. You're going to type 50.
2345.
495-8385.
And just to make sure that I also had that correct, that was 11, then 50. 345, then 4958385.
4958385.
Yes, ma'am. 4958385.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And can I have the mailing address, please?
It's 517 Lynnhurst. That's one word. LYNNHURST. Court. That's Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
And is this mailing address different from your residence address?
No, it's the same.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, I've been at this residence 24 years.
And what's his primary telephone number?
Area code 334-669-6413.
Thank you. And just to make sure that I had this address correct, that was 517 Lynnhurst Court, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
That's correct.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Stephanie Gant? 26.
That's my sister. She is, Stephanie is 46.
She's 46?
Yep. She was born in 1976. That's his auntie.
So she would be from between the ages of 44 to 48. So I'll select that option.
Okay.
And what month was Gerald Gant born in? January, March, June, September, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
June.
And which of the following people have you known? Durand Dubose, Harvey Dubois, Leroy Chauvin, Lorraine Bellinger, or I do not know any of these people listed.
I do not know any of those people listed.
All right, and I have some yes and no questions to ask. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. You did not.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And when was his last day of work?
Look at the calendar. Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
All right.
Look at the cap. So we want to be as close as possible. We're going to say the 4th of July was that Monday.
My last day is that 4th of July.
His last day was the 7th.
Okay.
July the 7th.
And you said that was July the 2nd?
July the 7th of 2022.
All right. And I have a couple more yes and no questions to ask. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I'm able to work. As you said, you know, he's been, well, I'm talking about salary, but he's been applying, you know, for jobs. Nothing came but yet.
And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Are you speaking for me or for him?
For him.
He don't work for himself. He don't have anything right now.
All right. I just have to ask these questions anyways.
Okay.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full-time work? Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles is he willing to travel one way to a job?
Let's say about 10 to 15 miles, I guess.
And what is the lowest hourly wage he'll accept?
You said the most what now?
The lowest hourly wage he'll accept?
15.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did his employer give him a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was his previous job title?
Contractor with, he worked through a pimp company on a similar line at Ring, where he moved hot water heaters.
All right, so what was his job title?
Production team member.
And is he seeking work in this current occupation?
He's seeking work for everything, whatever's available.
And what was the name of the last company he worked for?
Montgomery Sanitation Department. He worked for them back from 2017 all the way up until 2021.
Okay, and on his check stub, did they go under any other name, like City of Montgomery?
City of Montgomery, MSD, Montgomery S Sanitation Department.
And do you have their phone number?
Hold on.
Thank you. And when was his first day of employment with them?
September the 20th, 2017.
And what city and state is this work performed in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Has he received or does he expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after his last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And why is he no longer working for this employer?
Well, he left there and went to the contractor job.
So the city of Montgomery is not his last employer?
You want the last one that they let him go off of? That was with Unisource. That was a contractor for Unisource that sent him out to Raymond. Unisource.
Okay. So since I don't see that company name on his work history, I'll have to add them to the list. Do you have their address?
Yeah, hold on one second.
All right.
Atlanta
Highway,
Montgomery, Alabama,
36109. All right, thank you. All right, and so what was their phone number?
Hold on one second. 334-272-8449.
Thank you. And when was his first day of employment with this staffing agency?
March of 2022. We don't know the exact date.
All right, that's fine, because when this is sent back to the last employer, they'll correct the date if it's incorrect. And what was the specific reason that he's no longer working for this employer?
The company that he was working for through Unisource, they ended Unisource contract with them. Unisource contract with them.
Okay. And would he like to have 10% of his weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And do you guys have pen and paper?
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so I'm going to give you your 4-digit PIN, and this is the PIN he will use when he calls in each week to do his weekly certification. It is 2.
Okay.
It's 2399. And if he ever loses it or forget it, it's the last two numbers of his social, which is 2-3, and then the last two numbers of his birth year, which is 9-9.
Okay.
And down now, he would have to call in every week.
Every Sunday, right?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to read his closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at It's Alabama Works, which is all one word, and there's an S at the end of works. And Alabama is spelled out. .alabama.gov. And he would go on there to update his online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 334-954-40. Yes, ma'am?
334-954-4094.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday, and not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. So this coming Sunday is when he can start his first one. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800. So it's 1-800-361-4524. All right, Mr. Gant, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you both have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye.